Let us pray. O Lord, may the meditations on all of our hearts and the words from my lips be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. It is helpful for us to be reminded that the Memorial Day weekend is more than just a three-day vacation. Yes, the Monday vacation is always welcomed. However, Memorial Day is more than just a vacation. It's a time where we get to reflect on a particular work of God. That's right. And that work of God is His calling of men and women to serve in the armed forces that He has established. Being a soldier, serving in the military, that is a godly vocation instituted by our Lord for the purpose of curbing evil and promoting peace in a world that always seems to be on the verge of disorder and chaos. It would suit most, if not all of us, just fine if there was no need for this vocation. Nobody likes to think about death, killing, bloodshed, and amputations associating with fighting. War is something none of us should hunger for or thirst for. Nevertheless, it is a sad but true fact. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, force is needed to curb and put an end to the wickedness of this world. And St. Paul reminds us of this when he says in Romans 13 that the ruling authority, quote, does not bear the sword in vain, for he is a servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Romans 13:4. The soldier, the sword bearer, is called by God to enforce his justice and put an end to bad conduct. Now, the new military recruit goes through extensive and intense training. He or she learns their weapon. They learn the enemy that they are fighting, and very often, the person serving the military will go far away from home to serve and to fight, leaving family, friends, and loved ones behind. And we all know that not every person serving in the military returns home from his or her tour of duty. But because of these brave men and women, called by God to do this difficult work, we can sleep in peace, knowing that we are protected and still free to worship and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. For these gifts, friends, we should thank and praise our Heavenly Father. Never forget, God continues to watch out for you, and He continues to give you His protection. Now, as was mentioned, today is the day of Pentecost, and Pentecost is not unrelated to Memorial Day. In fact, the vocation of Christian, being a Christian, is not all that different from the vocation of a soldier. In Ephesians chapter 6, St. Paul compares the Christian to a soldier. That's right. And he says the Christian wears armor, the belt of truth. The Christian, the believer in Christ, has a breastplate of righteousness, a helmet of salvation, and the Christian has weapons. Weapons from God to the one in Christ. And those weapons are the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and the shield of faith. The enemy that the Christian fights is not flesh and blood, but, again from Ephesians chapter 6, the enemy is, quote, the cosmic powers over this present darkness, spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. The Christian life, friends, is very much like the everyday life of a soldier on the battlefield. The Christian wears armor, the Christian battles against sin and the evil one, and the Christian stands against the schemes of the evil one. The Christian wears armor given to by God in Jesus Christ, and this armor really does protect the baptized, believing child of God. The flaming darts of the evil one cannot pierce the shield of faith. The sword of the Spirit, that word of God, puts the devil to flight and brings peace to that terrified and stricken conscience. The apostles had this armor. They had this armor in Christ, and it would help them as they labored in God's kingdom. They would be witnesses for Jesus, and they would proclaim a message that would begin in Jerusalem, and that message would expand to the ends of the earth, just like Jesus said. And Jesus told his disciples to remain in Jerusalem until the Spirit of God from on high would descend upon them. And this is important, brothers and sisters. This is important because even though Jesus had ascended, he was still with these men, these disciples that he had trained and raised up to go out into the world and preach the gospel. He was still with them. The Holy Spirit would cause these men to labor and work in the kingdom of God. The Spirit of God would compel these men to preach the gospel, the message of forgiveness in the name of Jesus to all nations in a language that everyone understands. A language everyone understands. That is one of the key points in today's reading out of Acts. The disciples, yes, they are speaking in tongues. But this speaking of tongues that we see in Acts is not the undecipherable gibberish so often associated with the gift of speaking in tongues. No, Scripture makes it clear. The crowd hearing the Galilean disciples speak, they understand what is being said. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, visitors from Rome, Cretans and Arabians, men from these nationalities, they're perplexed hearing the disciples speak. And they ask this question, how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language? They hear, they understand what the Galilean disciples are saying. The polylingual ability of the disciples tells us something. And that is, friends, the message of the gospel. Again, the message that is repentance and the forgiveness of sins in the holy name of Jesus. That message is not bound to any one particular language. Rather, the gospel is universal. The gospel is a worldwide message that is to expand to the ends of the earth. It's a message for all men, regardless of nationality and lineage. And the message of the gospel, friends, it is a message not grasped by intellect. It's a message that is understood and received not by one's intellectual skills of deduction, no. The gospel is a message received and held on to by faith. And faith, we know, but should be reminded, is God's gift to you. Faith is the belief and trust worked in the heart of a person by the Holy Spirit. By faith, the gospel is heard and received. The gospel that transcends all cultural boundaries. The gospel that will extend the very ends of the earth as our Lord has said it would. In addition to speaking in tongues, what we see here in Acts 2 is a different Peter than the Peter we see in the Gospels. When you read the Gospels, we notice that Peter doesn't always understand the teaching of Jesus. We know famously that Peter denies our Lord three times when he is on trial in front of the chief priests and the elders. And Peter has trouble believing the resurrection reports of the women when they return from the empty tomb. Here in Acts chapter 2, things are a little different. Here Peter is bold. Here Peter is calling upon the crowds to hear his message. And by the Holy Spirit, he proclaims a powerful sermon rooted and the prophet of Joel. Here we see a disciple. We see Peter, and he's not questioning his identity, scratching his head, trying to figure out the word of God. No, we see a bold apostle driven by the Holy Spirit to proclaim God's mighty word. The apostles, friends, they had gone through the training by Jesus Christ himself. They had his armor. They had weapons to battle the forces of evil in this world. They were equipped. They were prepared. The Holy Spirit, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit was with them. They were in the name of Christ. But you know what? Tradition records for us that most of the apostles die a martyr's death. That's just it about being a soldier. Despite the most advanced weaponry, despite the best training a soldier can go through, unfortunately, soldiers still die. The apostles died an earthly death. Christians still do die an earthly death. The battle against sin, friends, takes its toll, doesn't it? the flesh polluted with sin, tainted with sin, does not remain in tip-top shape forever. Menial tasks that we take for granted when we're younger, they become a challenge when we get older. In addition to that, the Christian soldier is not always obedient. The Christian soldier is still too often disobedient. The Christian is never completely faithful and loyal to their Lord and their King Jesus Christ. Even while facing the onslaught of sin, death, and the devil, you are still guilty of sin, friends. You are still guilty of having your loyalty waver. We are still guilty of looking at the side of the enemy and thinking, you know, that side does not look too bad. Maybe I will jump over there for a little while, and then when it's convenient, I'll come back to the side of God. The sinner too often switches allegiance. Loyalty, faithfulness, complete, perfect loyalty to our Lord and King doesn't happen. And all of us are guilty of that, jumping from side to side, from the side of the Lord to the side of the evil one. All that is to say, friends, in the Christian life, there is tension, there is disobedience, one is not always loyal, there is sin, there is suffering. It ain't easy. The Christian life is not easy, even with the armor of God and all of His promises. There is still suffering, there is still affliction. What do you do when you feel convicted by your sin? What do you do when a loved one is ripped from you? They're taken and you weren't ready for them to go yet, and now you have to deal with the pain of a loss. What do you do when something bad happens to a loved one or even yourself? What do you do when you look on your past? You have one of those moments when you're contemplating and thinking about your life, and you see a record of sin that causes you to think, no one can compare with the record of sin that I have. Peter gives us an answer to those questions, and others like them. Friend, hear the words of Jesus. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In your struggles against sin, in your battles against affliction and the forces of evil in this world, remember the protection, the salvation you have in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ is upon every believer. And friends, in the name of the Lord, you have His forgiveness. You have His protection. You have His holiness. Calling upon the name of the Lord, that does not mean telling the Lord all the great things you've done. God, look at my work. Now give me what I deserve. No. The news is much better than that, friends. Calling upon the name of the Lord means believing and trusting in your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who went to Calvary's cross, and by His death, He has won a war mankind cannot win. Victory over sin, death, and the devil has been achieved for you. It is your gift, achieved for you by Jesus Christ, and that gift is yours, not by your works, not by your efforts and your labors. No, the promise of God is much greater. It is yours by faith. In your darkest hour, faith still reaches out and grabs hold of Jesus. And His promises are yours for eternity. Faith grabs hold of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for your transgressions. That means your sins have been paid for. That means your sins have been atoned for by His precious blood. That means, friends, your sins cannot condemn you. Your sins cannot kill you when they have been taken up in the body of Jesus and paid for by His shed blood. We hear it said often, but let's hear it again and think about it. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. In Christ, your sins do not belong to you. In Christ, your sins belong to Jesus. And He has paid for those sins by His shed blood in full. as you leave here today and you find yourself engaged in that struggle once again, battling your temptations, battling the sins of your past, feeling afflicted, and when you realize the need for God's undying grace and mercy, friends, you have it in Christ. His word still speaks to you today, telling you everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not might be saved, not hold your breath and see if it happens. No, that's not what our Lord tells us. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means you have forgiveness, you have His holiness, that means you have eternal life to look forward to. Remember these things on this Memorial Day. Thank God for His protection. Thank God for being the rock and refuge that He is. Thank and praise Him for calling men and women to serve in the armed forces and do the difficult task of enforcing His justice across the land. Thank you for the peace and protection and the forgiveness we have in Jesus Christ. A forgiveness you have right now as you look forward to eternal life with your Lord Jesus. In His holy name, friends, do not forget His promise. In the name of Jesus, you shall be saved. Amen.